Are they wild out here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back up on the mountain
back here, they got a lot of them this year.
Hmm.
Now that we're speaking about huckleberries, now what is they call it? It's along the Atlantic coast or up through there, don't they grow what they call a blueberry up in Maine? Is that the same as a huckleberry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they just call it blueberry. Well, it's a little larger berry, though, than our huckleberry.
They've got improved strains now. Some of them get as big as a quarter.
Oh.
But I think the improved strains they're calling generally blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
And they say you can raise them any place that you have water.
Hmm. An argument with some people from New York over that. She said there was always talking about huckleberries. She said they're blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a dictionary and all. They found a lot of trouble looking it up.
Six of one and a half dozen
the
other. To my dad, they were always huckleberries. But of course, this was northern Michigan. I talked to a man about that, and he said, kids used to go out and gather. His children would go out. They always come back just full of chiggers. And one day, one of the little kids said, "Daddy, what's inside this huckleberry?" All those little bitty seeds. His dad said, "Them's chiggers, son, chiggers." That was the end of it.
And if they thought, I
surely
got them all up.
I mean, think about what we were talking about this morning. He asked me about this. You know, what do you call those nice old chiggers? He said it was someplace called, what was it, red bug, but
yep.
Red bug.
I still haven't found anybody who normally calls them red bugs.
Well, that's one of the boys, like I said, down the area officer was down there. He used to talk about, you know, I was telling you about,
mm-hmm.
He called them red bugs.
You find that regularly in parts of Texas. Now, I've talked to some people who said that they call them chiggers, but they knew there were such things as red bugs. They thought they were two different insects. Did I ask if you have raspberries here?
Well, they have a wild raspberry.
Hmm. They're black or?
No, they're red.
Hmm. I used to like those as a kid. How about melons?
Have melons.
Watermelons?
Watermelons. Cantaloupe. Muskmelon.
Mm-hmm. Do you have those fungus growths out in the woods, the ones that look like umbrellas?
We call them toadstool.
Are these the edible ones?
No.
Do you have the edible ones?
No, I don't believe I have.
What's that one called?
What's that?
The one you can eat.
Now, I don't know, the first I knew about that, the same guy, here we go from Illinois again, he kind of was looking for those one time. Gene?
What do you call them?
Mushroom.
That's what we're trying to get you to say.
Now, let's see, this man I talked to, this is the man from Bailey.
Where is Bailey?
Now, Bailey is, let me get oriented here. It's over by Rush Springs. He said they used to have a lot of them around there.
We went through that not long ago. Not Bailey, but Rush Spring. That's where they raised all the watermelons.
Yeah. I went home with one of those.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good. It was picked for shipping.
Yeah.
And we stopped at the shipping dock and bought two of them for $1.